I was standing in a small office with Clemmie after her son's funeral. The office was lit by a fluorescent bulb that made the place look sallow and closed in. There were two chairs and a laminated desk that was peeling. The walls were dingy, off-white. The room reflected the mood of the day, sad and broken. I had known Clemmie for almost 4 years. She was a loving and compassionate mother. Her son, Rodriguez, was a victim of a senseless homicide in the middle of a night in which one African-American youth shot another African-American youth he didn't even know. Rodriguez had been born when Clemmie was only 13 years old. Both of them had been in and out of prison. Mother and son had spoken at Magdalene's fundraiser the previous year to talk about finding strength together in their journey toward wholeness. Now, 9 months later, Clemmie and I were standing in a borrowed office after burying her only child. We exchanged thoughts and feelings about the day. And Clemmie said, "I wish I could talk to the boy who shot my son. I want to hug him for a long time and then tell him I forgive him. I know that he'll probably spend the rest of his life in prison, but I want him to know that God has not abandoned him." When you tell people you would never kill somebody, they often ask, "What if someone killed your child?" And Clemmie answered the question as beautifully as I had ever heard. She had suffered more in her faith than even a martyr. She had suffered the death of her son and survived to love the enemy. I asked her if she would offer prayer, and we knelt together in front of the desk in the sacred space that love created.